even though we've had the right language of supporting farmers, starting with Thomas Jefferson and his contemporaries onward, we really have made it next to impossible for the small grower to really compete.
Charlie Thompson's a cultural anthropologist and documentary filmmaker who comes from a long line of farmers.
And as I started to look back, I realized that even in the very beginning of our country, when plantations that used enslaved people were growing much of the crops for export, there's never been a level playing field. There's never been a time in our past, in the good old days of agriculture, when everyone was making a good living.
Today's trade embargoes are only the latest blow, says Thompson, who is a farmer as well as a professor at Duke University. He says for years, government assistance for farming has been heavily weighted toward large corporate entities with their economies of scale.
If they are more efficient, why do they need government aid? If we take that away and give special attention to young people who are trying to raise food on a local level and provide it to consumers that they know and can be in a community with, then I think that we're really going to open up a tremendous entrepreneurial wave.
Thompson says countries like Denmark and Italy have made the decision to support small-scale agriculture, but he points out,
there are so many young people who are volunteering and working on farms today who have no access to credit. And that's what I faced when I was in my 20s. My wife and I eventually, through a lot of fighting and a lot of study, figured out how to get a government loan for what was called a beginning and limited resource farmer. And that's how I start the book. But that was only one person. I think we need a national policy to favor the people who are willing to work hard.
Thompson remembers his grandfather's struggles farming cattle in southwestern Virginia, and when he told him he too wanted to be a farmer, his grandfather discouraged him, saying he'd never make a living. Ultimately, that family farm was sold, like so many others in Virginia and the rest of the country, and that politicized him.
And that then led me eventually to work with African-American communities, immigrant communities, and I've lived in Guatemala and I've worked in Mexico, where I'm realizing that many of the people we're seeing trying to cross the border, or really crossing the border and working in agriculture, are actually people who have been displaced from their rural communities in much the same way that my own family had. When I told my mother the title of the book, she said, "That's what Daddy always said. We're going over home." And he meant going from Rocky Mount, Virginia, over to Callaway, where he was born and where their family farm was.
Thompson's book is called Going Over Home, A Search for Rural Justice in an Unsettled Land.
Our hope lies in embracing rural places as our homes, and treating them as beloved gardens we tend and are inspired by. These places can be where we raise children and take care of the elderly. Home places are where we love neighbors as ourselves, not just those we choose, but as Wendell Berry has said, the neighbors we have. These hopeful people are also humanity's seeds, waiting to sprout and grow. Let us nurture them with care.
Charlie Thompson will speak Thursday evening, November 7th, at a benefit for Sustain Floyd. I'm Robbie Harris.